This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An urgent search for a former police chief who escaped from a high-security prison in rural Arkansas. ABC's Melissa Adan says Grant Hardin has a professional background that could make him a tough person to catch.
The Stone County Sheriff's Office says Hardin, disguised in an officer's type uniform, pushing a cart before authorities say he took off through a security gate. Authorities now widening their search area after the 56-year-old escaped from prison over the weekend. Search teams facing rough terrain in the Ozark Mountains. The prison is about 130 miles north of Little Rock.
The Trump administration Tuesday filing an emergency petition with the Supreme Court seeking to lift what it called onerous due process procedures imposed by a federal judge for immigrants slated for deportation to a third country other than their own. The SpaceX Starship launch went well Tuesday, but then several minutes into the mission, problems, an uncontrollable spin broke up over the Indian Ocean. This is ABC News. Students rallied at Harvard Tuesday, calling out the Trump administration for pressuring the Ivy League university to allow the U.S. government to screen international students attending, insisting they're searching for students who hold anti-Semitic beliefs that could endanger the school's Jewish population. Ray Traynor said that logic doesn't ring true.
Trump is also proposing just now to review the social media feeds of student visa applicants, presumably so that he can screen out those who disagree with him. Shame.
A senior administration official telling ABC News the White House is set to send a letter to federal agencies directing them to identify any contracts with Harvard and review whether they can be canceled or redirected. NPR and three local public radio stations Tuesday suing President Trump in response to his executive order aimed at cutting funding for the organization. President Trump issued the order after claiming the broadcaster's reporting is biased. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Austin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. The Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelich as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL. The Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nellie Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nellie Korda with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low dropping to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Michael Negron, former special assistant to the president for economic policy. We'll be talking about the impact of tariffs on small businesses and working families here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwalbe.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this. Let's kick off a new week on a Tuesday and act like it's a Wednesday. Monday can take a long walk off a short pier. We're skipping Monday altogether. Although we had fun. We had a nice episode last night with all the comedians.
Yes, yes.
That was good stuff. But it is Tuesday night. Hope you had a great weekend. Great to have you here with me on Nightlight tonight. Conrad Krieger riding shotgun, as usual. Hope everybody had a great and safe holiday weekend and ate too much and laughed a lot and got outside a little bit, as it was a little bit warmer. Yesterday was nice, but a good weekend overall. I had we said goodbye to a family friend this weekend, so it was filled with family and great memories and fun and just a really, under the circumstances, a lovely, lovely time. And more, not more importantly, but not to be outdone. I've talked about my game, soccer golf.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Got a whole new nine holes.
Nice.
So we've got a full 18 now. We've got a water hole. We got a hole down by the bay, down by Green Bay, which is treacherous. You got to have a water hole, right?
You have to.
No matter what kind of golf it is. So we finally got that. I don't know why we didn't do that earlier. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. The whole family was home and said goodbye to a friend, played some soccer golf, went outside, and watched a very special movie I'm excited to talk about in just a few minutes. How was your weekend, buddy?
Yeah, it was good. I tried this. One of my buddies from my hometown came up, and we went to Cocoon Brewery in De Pere, which was pretty good. It was cool. They had little like huts outside that you can like rent and like you can put on whatever you want on the TV.
Oh, nice.
And they have pizza there, some pretty good beer. And then after that, we kind of just went around town, but we went golfing then the next day. And my buddy's not that good of a golfer.
So it was fun for you.
Well, the last time we golfed was like together was like 3 years ago when we were both on the same level. I'm still bad, but just a little bit better than him.
There is nothing funnier than watching a comedian on stage chewing it or a golfer who sucks and is having a terrible why I don't know what it is, but that just makes me laugh. And I'm okay. I laugh at myself. When I used to be on stage, I used to laugh at myself too, and I'm like, you are really eating it up here. But golf, for some reason, it's a frustrating sport to begin with, but all the times I've golfed, it seemed like there's one, if mostly it was me. But it seems like oftentimes there were people that just really wrecking the course. And I don't know why that cracks me up.
Well, you know, it makes it worse when you get mad, because then you just totally lose at that point.
Absolutely.
Once you let your mind take over, then you don't even have a good time. And it's just about being out there and enjoying the weather.
Ideally. But it's the windmill hole always messes me up. I get so mad when I
Do you have one at the soccer golf?
No, we should, though.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We should do that. Yeah, great weekend. It was a lot of fun, but it's great to be back here. It's nice to I like to have some structure to my day. I don't do well with no structure. I tend to do less than more when I don't have structure. But there was so much going on in our little community. It was just fun to walk outside and see what was up and see what people were up to. So I got a lot of steps in, too, which is good. So I hope all of you had a great day as well. And if you want the rules to soccer golf, folks, don't hesitate to reach out. It is a fine, competitive, leisurely game. The phone lines are open. Let us know how your weekend was. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you're listening on the radio, folks, or the app, or the stream, give us a like or a follow if you're so inclined. Always nice to be liked or followed. Actually, nobody likes to be followed by a police officer, a stalker, whatever. But on social media, it's just fine and it's encouraged. So there you go. Knock yourself out. We have a see, what should we do here? Let's do the question of the night, Conrad. Let's bang this out so we can get this out there to the fine people who are listening to Nightlight on a Tuesday. Here's our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, here we go. What is your favorite movie, TV, or Broadway musical? There might be some crossover there, but let us know. What is your favorite movie, TV, or Broadway musical? That is tonight's question of the night here at Nightlight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. As I just mentioned, you can listen on the app or you can watch the radio at X, YouTube, or Facebook. We'd love to have you any way you can be here. Just be here and be part of the fun. So that is our question of the night. I'm going to go. Have you had time to think about this? Do you have one?
I mean, kind of. I really like Shrek the Musical.
Is that a thing?
It is.
You're not making that up.
It's. I wouldn't say it's Broadway, but.
What does that mean? There's like a couple show numbers in it or something?
I saw it at like a local theater when I was younger.
Okay.
So does that count?
No. Dude, I know you've seen an actual musical, not just
come back to me.
You could think about
it. I was thinking about Shrek the whole day, so.
I don't even know what to go with because my favorite Broadway musical, actual in a theater musical, is Les Mis. Hands down, far and away. Love every second of the show. I've seen it 4 times live. Just absolutely a beautiful piece of art. Les Mis, live. Didn't care for the movie as much, obviously, with Russell Crowe and Anne Hathaway, I think, was in it. She was good, but they can't hold a candle to the actual live stage show. It's an absolute spectacle. So that's my Broadway musical. I would have to say movies might be Grease or Little Shop of Horrors, maybe Fame. I'm struggling here because I think I have too many. I also like a recent musical that came out in the theaters called Sing Street. That is a great show. Contemporary music, fun group of kids in Ireland that formed this band. Great song called Drive It Like You Stole It. Highly recommend Sing Street. I've also talked about Once on this show, another great movie musical. They might have turned that into a live show too. And then, of course, I even have a TV musical. I have been into the show Glee lately. Have we talked about this? You ever seen Glee?
I actually have never seen an episode.
It like the music is good. They do anywhere from show tunes to pop tunes, and everybody on the show is really talented when it comes to singing. But I have to say, the TV show, and I've only seen one season, and I've seen a couple episodes of other seasons, is really funny. Jane Lynch is the cheerleading coach who bullies the Glee Club and bullies the football coach and the principal. I mean, she's just so funny. Highly recommend Glee. I know it's old. Most of you have probably seen it if it's something you were going to watch. I'm behind. But I watched season one a couple of years ago, and I've kind of been slowly looking at other episodes now that my daughter's home for the summer. We've been watching that. Really funny show. So there you go. I'm going to say Les Mis, Grease, and Glee are my Broadway movie and TV. But you don't have to give. You can just give one, folks. If you got something to share, go ahead and do it. We'll read your text on the radio. Always more fun when you guys participate. That is our Nightlight question of the night. All right, so I have to get this out of the way. I've been talking a lot about this movie for the last few weeks, and I was very excited that Mission Impossible finally opened, and it did not disappoint. It was really good. It was long. It was about 2 hours and 50 minutes, but the first half hour almost was a recap of what had happened with the rabbit's foot and stuff from Ghost Protocol and the first one. Really good. Some people might not like that. I didn't mind it. I was anxious to get to the new material, and it wasn't like it was highlights, but they did work it in kind of cleverly, I thought. But I really liked it. And then the show took off, the movie took off after about 30 minutes into it. They ran the opening credits were like 30 minutes into the movie, but it was a fun sequence. They played the fun music. It was like just, and then it took off and there was a great scene. Tom Cruise, of course, is going to do his stunts. He had a great underwater scene. If those of you who saw Mission Impossible 7, remember the sub going down that was sunk by the entity or the AI. And he went down there because he had to get a hard drive to stop the entity from taking over the world. It was just great. And then it was a scene where he was on a plane, a little prop plane, flipping around, flying around, punching out the pilot while he's chasing Gabriel, the guy who is trying to get control of the entity. So lots of fun. It was great. And there was a death. I'm not going to say who it was. I'm not going to spoil it. But one of the cast members, if you go on social media, you probably already know. But it was just a lot of fun. Start to finish, great film. I'm not convinced it's the last one based on what I'm hearing, but it is crushing at the box office. But it's not crushing nearly as much as Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
$183 million in the four-day weekend. And Mission Impossible took in 77.5. Huge. I mean, for an action film like that, that's a huge haul, too. The two of them crushed Barbenheimer, the two films together. And that's kind of a new strategy by Hollywood, putting out two films. You're not really getting the same audience, so it's probably not hurting anybody. But they're saying the box office could make $4.2 billion this summer. A total rebound from where it was at before COVID. I would love to know what those numbers are. But it appears to be back, so that's exciting. You told me something about Lilo and Stitch or some backlash. Without getting too spoilery,
yeah.
Well, what's the deal?
They just made some differences from, you know, from the live action.
Well, this is the live action,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
From the animated, okay.
Yeah, and I was kind of confused on why they ended it like that, because the main thing at the end is like, it's a big decision.
Okay.
And in the live action, she does the opposite of that decision that she did in the animation.
Oh, really?
So I was like, I don't get why they would change that.
Yeah. I will see it. I wasn't going to rush out. It was finally a nice weekend. I was sort of conflicted even going to see a 3-hour movie on a gorgeous day, but I just had to, check it out. We have a text from, when was that? Bud text. Here we go. Oh, this is from today. So
today,
he's listening to the comedian show. Okay.
At 4:30. Yep.
All right. So last night we put a best of episode together because I took the day off and I had all my interviews with friends of mine, Bill Leff. Steve Cochran. All right. Anyway, we had Bill Leff, Mike Mercury. Who else did we have on that show, Conrad?
Jimmy Pardo,
who ripped on my shirt hilariously. It's worth a listen. But Bud listened to that show, and Bud is in the 608, and he drives around between 4 and 6 a.m. and listens to Nightlight, which I think is swell. He says, "Hey, Pete and Conrad, another outstanding show so far. Not showing up is the key, I believe." Oh, that's a dig. I'll take it, Bud. Anyway, I'm loving the interview with Bill Leff. I loved his show on WGN with Wendy. Is Steve Cochran going to be next? Love your show, Bud from Janesville. Steve Cochran and I are going back and forth, so he will be on soon, Bud. Bud also says, I'm not talented enough to listen to two programs simultaneously. What does that mean?
I think that was one of the discussions you guys had with one of the comedians. Okay.
Yeah, don't beat yourself up, Bud. You're a fine human being. And a wonderful listener. Thank you for the text. We will read your texts in regard to our question of the night when we come back. And I will tell you about our awesome guest tonight. We've got two Robs on the show. How do you like that, folks? It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRC as Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwab, and this is Nightlight. It is great to have you with me on this Tuesday, which is really like a Monday, but feels more like a Wednesday, because we have a short week, and hope you guys had a great weekend. Lots of summer fun coming up. Every weekend moving forward should feel like a long weekend because it's summer. So we've got a really fun show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We do have some – I understand we have a volume issue. We are working on that. Conrad has his tools out. He is diligently working to try to restore whatever it is we're dealing with right now. So we will get that handled as soon as possible. Thank you for your patience, and we will read your texts when people can actually hear them. So great show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have two Robs on the same show. That's probably happened in radio history because Rob is a fairly popular name. But we've got two great guys on tonight, both named Rob, and neither one of them is Rob Thomas. How do you like that? So my first guest tonight, at 6:35 will be Rob Perivonian. Rob is a comedian and musical artist. He is just hilarious. He's got a lot to report on. We'll play some of a couple of Rob's hilarious tunes. We played Rob's song about, he wrote a Friends song parody, years ago. And we played that last time he was on. And we replayed that a few weeks ago when we were doing a question of the night that involved everybody's favorite TV theme show song. So we played Rob's Friends song. Very funny. Rob's hilarious. He'll be here at 6:35 to make us laugh and maybe make us sing along. We'll see how it goes. And then at 7:20, driving all the way up from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I know you've heard of it, folks. Very exciting to welcome my friend Rob Martin, who will be here at 7:20. Rob was an actor in the film The Godfather of Green Bay. He has never been on this show. We found him in Milwaukee, and we cast him as the heavy in The Godfather of Green Bay, and he crushed it. And if you've seen the film and see how good Rob is, you'll probably go, why haven't I seen that guy in anything else? Well, he had a lot of other things going on. He teaches martial arts. I think he was a DJ for a while, and he's a very busy guy. And he also has a phenomenal singing voice, and he founded the band, the Docksiders, a yacht rock band. But he also had an injury that took him out of that life for a while. He's fully healed now, as I understand it, and he will come on tonight to talk about movie gangsters. We'll talk about that with Rob Martin at 7:20. He will be in studio. He made the journey from Milwaukee just to see his old pal Petey here in the studio. So I can't wait to see Rob. That'll be fun. We have gotten some how are we doing on the sound issue, Conrad? Are we still have some sound issues?
Yeah, just...
Okay. Did you bump something?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Should we play a clip and hold off on the text? I mean, if people, I don't want to make people sit through low volume. That would be really annoying.
Yeah, sure. We got a couple clips.
What do we have? We got Foxy. We're talking about movie gangsters tonight. Let's play one of my favorite movie gangsters is Foxy Brown, played by Pam Grier. She is fantastic. And this is a film from, I want to say 1974, where she goes in and she's asking for a neighborhood council's help or approval in getting even with people who brought harm to her brother, Pam Grier.
All right, we've talked about your request, and we're not sure whether we want to help you or not. We're a neighborhood committee, and this is sort of out of our neighborhood, you know what I mean?
Maybe the time has come to grow a bit, brother.
What is it you really want?
Justice.
For whom, your brother?
Why not? It could be your brother, too. Or your sister, or your children. I want justice for all of them. And I want justice for all the other people whose lives are bought and sold so that a few big shots can climb up on their backs and laugh at the law and laugh at human decency. And most of all, I want justice for a good man. This man had love in his heart. And he died because he went out of his neighborhood to try to do what he thought was right.
Sister, I think what you're asking for is revenge.
You just take care of the justice, and I'll handle the revenge myself.
It was weird because I remember seeing that film like 30 years ago, and there was a little hiccup in Pam Grier's delivery on that last line, and they still used it. And I remember the first time I saw it thinking, oh man, they left some goof or they missed it. No, they didn't. That obviously was a conscious effort to leave that in there, because sometimes people do that. They misspeak. But I don't know. I haven't seen the whole movie in quite a while, but Foxy Brown, one of my favorite gangsters. And then I've got some other favorites, the usual. We'll talk about all those with Rob Martin when he's here at 7:20. And Rob Martin is one of my favorite movie gangsters because he was so good. He played a retainer-wearing hitman in my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, and just was great in it. So Rob will be here at in studio at 7:20. Hopefully, we will have these issues worked out by then, folks. Hang with us, and we will read your texts when you can hear them. I don't want to let anybody's great material go to waste here, so we will read all of that coming up soon. Our question of the night, in case you want to get something in, and I will read it when we can hear, is what is your favorite movie, TV, or Broadway musical? Mine, Les Mis, is my favorite Broadway musical. Grease is my favorite movie musical. And I'm going to go Glee for TV musical. And mostly because I think it's really funny. The writing is very funny. Music's good. Writing's great. So, all right. Coming up at 6:35, right after the news, my pal Rob Paravonian will be here on the stream. We'll talk to Rob about some new material he's putting out and maybe give you a listen to to some of his songs. He's very funny and a great comedian. And then Rob Martin, Rob number two. There's two Robs on the same show, folks. This is pandemonium, and I can't wait to talk to both of them. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she can't do a thing to me. I just want to dance the night away.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An urgent search for a former police chief who escaped from a high-security prison in rural Arkansas. ABC's Melissa Adon says Grant Hardin has a professional background that could make him a tough person to catch.
The Stone County Sheriff's Office says Hardin, disguised in an officer's type uniform, pushing a cart before authorities say he took off through a security gate. Authorities now widening their search area after the 56-year-old escaped from prison over the weekend. Search teams facing rough terrain in the Ozark Mountains. The prison is about 130 miles north of Little Rock.
The Trump administration Tuesday filing an emergency petition with the Supreme Court seeking to lift what it called onerous due process procedures imposed by a federal judge for immigrants to a third country other than their own. The SpaceX Starship launch went well Tuesday, but then several minutes into the mission, problems, an uncontrollable spin broke up over the Indian Ocean. This is ABC News.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelly as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nellie Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nellie Korda with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. On the heels of Lilo and Stitch's incredible showing at the box office, it's time for a tip of the cap to Disney CEO Bob Iger, who returned to run the studio in 2022 in the middle of the pandemic. Variety reports that prior to his arrival, the studio was putting out too many films, quantity over quality. Some of the studio hits since Iger's arrival include Inside Out 2, Mufasa the Lion King, Moana 2, and Deadpool and Wolverine. The four films were some of the biggest hits last year. On the way from the House of Mouse this summer are Avatar 3 and Zootopia. Utopia 2. The Last of Us Season 2 is in the books. Last Sunday's episode pulled in 3.7 million viewers, a 30% drop from the season's premiere. Despite the 30% drop from the season premiere to the finale, the show is still outperforming Season 1 when it comes to overall numbers. HBO has already given the go-ahead for Season 3. There is no release date, but production is scheduled to start in June. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible today. Our high in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low dropping to near 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll take another look at changes to SNAP benefits. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I'm very loud inside my own head, and that's really irritating. But you know what I do, Conrad? I just turn the volume down. It's that simple.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you took a powder there. I was like wondering. I know your work. Conrad's got the tools out, folks. We're trying to figure this out. But thanks for sticking with us. Rob Martin will be here at 7:20. He was one of the stars of The Godfather of Green Bay that we found in Milwaukee. And I'm very excited to talk to Rob. And we've got another Rob. I'm not saying we're making total radio history, but there's a chance that this hasn't been done before. Two Robs on the same show. What do you think, Conrad?
I think there's a very little chance that this has happened before.
Well, you need a serious attitude adjustment. I'm just saying right now. All right, folks, our question of the night, we will get to the text. Hopefully, when we get the sound issue figured out, we'll read your text then. But is what is your favorite movie, TV, or Broadway musical? Let me know your answer. We will read your text on the radio. Right now, it is my pleasure to bring to the show, back to Nightlight. He's been here before, but we've been anxious to get him back on the show. Comedian Rob Paravonian. Rob, how are you? Your volume is great. And I hope people can hear us. I think it's just a little low, so we're getting that figured out. But let's pretend I never even said that, Rob. You just be you. And it's funny because I reached out to you earlier and I said, hey, what are some of your credits I can put in your intro? And then I didn't even use them. So I'll take this time right now to say you've heard Rob on Dr. Demento or Comedy Central, or maybe you saw him opening for George Carlin. I can't wait to talk about that, Rob. That is a good one. So how you been, buddy? What? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's fantastic. Good timing for once on my part. Where did you grow up again, Rob? Was it Oregon or just in Illinois? Waukegan. Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, Rob, I'm sorry to do this to you. But I don't want you to say something that people can't hear. Can we move you to the phone? Just because of our issues tonight. Would that be okay? Post your number, please, in the chat. Would that be all right, Conrad? Is he safe if he does that? Okay, then we'll give you a call.
Yep, where it says three people, right in there.
Okay, perfect. And we'll give Rob a call because I would hate for... So, okay, perfect. All right, we're going to get Rob back on the phone. I didn't want him to tell a funny story without you guys actually being able to hear it. So we'll get that figured out. And that's weird. I'm glad Rob Martin drove up. He's going to be in studio, so that's going to be good. But we'll get this figured out. Conrad's giving Rob a call as we speak, ladies and gentlemen. The very funny Rob Paravonian. I met Rob at the Improv in Chicago years ago when we were both stand-ups, And he has since gone on to do great things. He has had his own comedy special. He's been on Comedy Central, Dr. Demento. And as I mentioned, he's open for George Carlin. So we will get to all of that as soon as we get Rob back. In the meantime, if you haven't seen Mission Impossible, it's a recommend, folks. I highly recommend it. And definitely check it out. If you have kids, Lilo and Stitch, they're both reviewing incredibly well. So we've got that going for us. Lilo and Stitch is getting like it's getting a 70, but a 93% audience. Mission Impossible is getting an 80, an 89% audience. My guess with the audience, I feel like it should be 100%. But I think that long intro before the credits where they kind of recap everything, maybe everyone's not too keen on that, especially if you're a huge fan and you already know all the stories. But I personally liked it because sometimes with these franchises, whether it's like Star Wars or Mission Impossible or Fast and the Furious, everything kind of blends together. And I can't remember who did what or what character was in what movie. So I actually like the recap. All right, we're going to read some texts anyway, just because I don't want to run out of time or something. So Conrad, keep me posted. Lisa Hale, in regard to our question, what is your favorite movie musical? TV musical or Broadway musical? Lisa says Rent or Hamilton, depending on my mood. TV musical, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, season 6, episode 7, Once More with Feeling. Wow, that is specific. Appreciate that, Lisa. She says Broadway musical, 6. Yes, I'm that extra. I don't even know what that is. I love when, like, texters have more knowledge than I do, because it's fun to learn stuff yourself too. That's a great text. Thank you. Oh, my buddy Dave Hendrick checking in says the Blues Brothers. Yes. Kind of forgot about that one. That would have been on my list too. Thank you, Dave. Mike on the stream or on social media, I'm sorry, says Fiddler on the Roof. What does it mean, this Fiddler on the Roof who fiddles every night and fiddles every new? Great one, Mike. Keep those texts coming, folks. Those are our social media texts. We'll get to the stream text and the phone text shortly. I understand we have Rob Paravonian back. Rob, thank you for sticking with us, buddy.
Hey, what's happening? How is this? Is it working?
It sounds great. It sounds fantastic.
Oh, wonderful.
And now everybody listening has your phone number. All right. So,
oh, no.
Kidding. Rob, folks, leave Rob alone. He's a celebrity in, what is it, Central America, Rob? You can't even go to the bathroom there without being found.
So. You know, a couple of those. Couple of those countries in there.
So, all right. So tell us, you had a big video special release about a year ago. How is that doing?
Yeah.
And are you happy with it? Tell us about it.
I'm very happy with it. I, of course, would love more views, all the views, but I'm really happy with the way it turned out. It was based on a solo show I did that was full of comedy songs that were inspired by U.S. history and U.S. culture. So it was very much like Schoolhouse Rock meets The Daily Show. And so instead of doing like a live comedy special, I did like music videos and then sort of Daily Show type stand-up segments with over-the-shoulder graphics, you know, sort of like, you know, Daily Show this week, tonight kind of thing. And I'm really happy with the way it turned out. And so it's starting to, you know, people have found it. I think more people will find it as like the different subjects become more popular. There's stuff about the satanic panic in the 80s. There was stuff about the invisible hand of the marketplace for economics people. It was a little bit nerdy, but, you know, very much me.
That's awesome. Where can people see it? If they want to go watch it, where would they check it out?
It's on YouTube. The easiest way to find it is just my website, robprocks.com. robprocks.com, all one word, because my last name is Paravonian, so I don't want to make anybody spell that.
Do you say it Paravonian? So, yeah. I've been saying Paravonian for years.
I said both for a long time, and I finally just settled on one, because sometimes people would get mad at me for not caring which way it was pronounced. But it was because my dad said both growing up. He was born here. He was first generation. His parents came over from Armenia. So, and I caught him once, and I asked him, I'm like, whenever you talk to Armenian people on the phone, you say Paravonian. Whenever you talk to like Americans or the rest of the Americans, you say Paravonian. And he's like, you know, I never noticed that. And I think it was just like an assimilation thing that he did. So I just decided I would try for the closest one to the, you know, official pronunciation. But I grew up saying both myself. So
okay. I like Paravonian. That sounds like a little more, as a guy who has nothing exotic about him, Rob, I've got fair skin. Schwabba is my last name. There is nothing sexy about me. You've got Paravoni. That sounds really cool, actually. I'm serious.
Like, you know, well, in the 90s, when I was starting in comedy, I was on the fence about whether or not I was going to use a stage name or not, just because, you know. But I'm glad if I was in my dad's generation of, like, the 1950s, I definitely would have had to come up with a stage name. And I did pick out my 1950s stage name would have been Bobby Verona. I would have been a star. I would have been playing Vegas every weekend.
Bobby Verona. I love that.
Come on. That's a guy who plays like the Sands Casino for like 6 months.
Yes. Right? That's a guy who brings it. And you could easily pass for Italian, I think.
Right? I'm ambiguously ethnic.
That's a good place to be. let's talk about, you sent me a couple songs. Can you tell us about them, and then we'll play them. I'd love for people to hear them.
Okay. Yeah. There's one called, Driving with Grandpa. That was on my most recent live album. That's gotten played on XM radio a bit. And that's a really fun one to do live. That's very family friendly, inspired by my stepdad, but I decided to make it a little more accessible. But it's a Beach Boys style song about driving, and I sort of explain it in the setup in the clip of why I chose that genre. But you know, when I was growing up, I always loved the oldies station, so it's very much a true to life. You know, it's a style of song I was excited to write.
That's awesome. All right, Conrad, what should we – or tell us about Baby in a Bar. What kind of time are we looking at here, Conrad? Do we have
– We got about 3 minutes now.
So we got – can we fit one of these in, or should we wait till after the break?
We should wait till after.
Okay, perfect. So tell us about Baby in a Bar, Rob.
Okay, well, that is – I live here in Brooklyn, and I live in a neighborhood that the professional parents have moved to. It used to be you got married, you had kids, and you moved out to the suburbs. Those were the rules, you know? But now, lately, everyone's moved to my neighborhood. So my neighborhood's got very much sort of just professional, like you would call them, used to call them yuppie parents, and the bars in the neighborhood, they often just come in with the the baby with them. And it became such a thing that I had to write a song about it. And I think it connects. I know people West Coast and Chicago and Milwaukee have responded to it, too. So I think it's something that is not – it's not unique to New York.
So you're getting squeezed out, or you got to find a way. You got to adopt a kid or something to feel at home in your own neighborhood.
I think so. Yeah, I got to adopt a kid and get a big, minivan or crossover. Everyone's driving crossovers.
All right, we will play Rob's song. We'll get to both of them, but after the break, we'll play. Maybe we'll start with Driving with Grandpa because I'm a huge Beach Boys fan, but. So, Rob, you're a straight. I think I've seen you perform without your guitar. You're a very funny stand-up comedian. You're also a very talented musician. When you were growing up, who are your influences? Like, did you have musical act influences, or was it mostly primarily stand-ups?
I liked the variety performers. You know, like the '70s, there were all those like variety shows. You know, like Sonny and Cher, and I love Carol Burnett.
Totally.
So, like, comedy-wise. And then, you know, Steve Martin came at a time when I was just starting to, like, love absurd-type comedy. And, you know, the fact that he played banjo and did some music and had his big hit with King Tut. And then, you know, I was a huge fan of his. And then, you know, around 12 years old, I found the Dr. Demento show where it was just, you know, Weird Al and all the comedy music and weird novelty music. So those were big influences on me coming up.
So
I always liked mixing the two.
Is it... And what about – well, actually, we'll get to this after the break, too. All right, we're going to do a very short break. We're going to come back and let you hear some of Rob's hilarious songs. It's great to have him here. Rob Paravonian is my guest tonight on Nightlight. It's his second time here, and hopefully there will be many more if I don't rub Rob the wrong way. That didn't sound right either. All right, we're coming right back, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. More with Rob Paravonian coming up next. You pick up little dynamite, I'm gonna pick up little gun. Every woman on our hearts tonight, make that highway run. You don't have to call me lieutenant, I don't wanna be your son. Oh, my lover, I'm never gonna need a soft, sweet little girl's tongue.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. Post weekend, kind of like a Monday, feels like a Wednesday. It's a day without a home, folks, so we got to live it up here and light it up. So I'm glad you're with me tonight. Thank you, texters, for letting us know about the sound issues we had. Much appreciated, and apologies for that, but stick with us. We'll get this figured out. Rob Martin will be here at 7:20. Rob was in the movie The Godfather of Green Bay that I made many, many years ago, and we found him in Milwaukee, and he was fantastic. And I think, I want to say Rob was one of the first practitioners of Yacht Rock here in Wisconsin. That is a whole other story, but he had a very popular band, and we'll talk to Rob about that, too, at 7:20. Right now, we are having a blast with my other pal, Rob, who joins us over the stream and the phone. He is sticking with us tonight as well. Rob Parvonian is here on Nightlight for the second time. Rob,
yeah, everything the leadoff Rob.
Yeah, the leadoff Rob. And that's a great place to be. I mean, I know it was just a matter of time. Hey, let me ask you this. You're in New York. You grew up in Waukegan. I met you in Chicago. You were working clubs. Was it a good move to New York? That's where every stand-up, not every stand-up goes, but that is like the mecca of stand-up comedy. How is that? Do you like living there as a comedian?
I do, yeah. I moved here. If you remember this, there was a summer in Chicago when both the Improv and the Funny Firm closed the same summer. I think that was 95.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so I figured it was, you know, I was starting to do the road, starting to do colleges. Yeah, so I was, people were moving to either New York or L.A., and I had gone to college in L.A., and I was only like 3 or 4 years out of college at that point. And so I didn't want to go right back to L.A. I wanted to try New York for a year or two. And so now I've been here, you know, going on 30 years. So for me, wow. It was the right move. I really enjoyed the performance scene that I got into here. There was a lot of cool sort of new vaudeville type stuff. They call, you know, they started calling it alternative comedy. But like it, there were shows where there'd be like sketch and characters and monologues and stand ups and music. And so my music fit in really well in that scene. So for me, yeah, it really was a good move. And then I just like the city vibe, you know. I like living in Chicago. I like, you know, the bigger cities, and, you know, having gone to college in LA, it's a nice place. It just wasn't, you know, quite my vibe. I like getting around on the trains or the buses. I like riding my bike around town, you know, that kind of stuff. So for me, even though I'm not as active in the comedy scene here in the city as much, it's still home now. It was the right move. Yeah.
Yeah. 30 years, man. That's great. Do you have to go into Manhattan for most of your local shows, or are there spots in Brooklyn? I know Brooklyn is like the new Manhattan almost. It seems like, you know.
Yeah. Not like when I first moved here, it was definitely going into Manhattan for most of my shows. But yeah, the last 15 years or so, there's so many more performance venues in Brooklyn, like specific dedicated comedy rooms, improv rooms, and then a lot of bars that have like a music room in the back that will do like a once a week comedy show, you know, a lot of that going around. So, yeah, I don't have to go into Manhattan nearly as much as I did those first several years.
That's awesome. All right. So Rob is here. Let's hear, maybe we'll do Baby. Is that the shorter of the two songs, Conrad? Baby? No.
Driving with Grandpa.
All right. Let's do Driving.
Well, yeah. The Beach Boys style one is the
love this
one. Yeah.
All right, this is Rob Parvonian is my guest. He is a New York-based stand-up comic, and here is one of his songs. I know you're going to love it, Driving with Grandpa.
When I was a kid, I really liked oldies. I loved, you know, 50s and 60s music. When I was 8, 9, 10 years old, I loved the Beach Boys. But the Beach Boys songs are all about California and surfing and driving and girls. I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Illinois. I was 10 years old. I didn't know anything about California or surfing or cars or girls. So I wanted to try to write a Beach Boys type song about something I might have been able to relate to when I was 10 years old. So here's what I came up with. Grandpa hasn't gotten new glasses in years. Wop, wop, wahoo, wop. Now driving with him is one of my greatest fears. Wop, wop, wahoo. He's yelling at the other drivers like he's insane. I'm in the backseat praying and praying, cause I'm the only one who knows we're in the wrong lane. Driving with Grandpa gives me heart palpitations. Driving with Grandpa, it's all moving violations. Driving with Grandpa, I wanna make it home tonight. A ride with Grandpa always fills me with stress. Wop, wop, wahoo. Cause he stops traffic to yell at the GPS. Wop, wop, wahoo. The right directions it won't show. We asked 3 people, nobody knows, cause the place we're going closed 8 years ago. Riding with Grandpa, ooh-wee-oo. Riding with Grandpa, ooh-wee-oo. Riding with Grandpa, pull over, pull over. Thank you, officer. I'm blinking Morse code to you so you can rescue me. Glad you like that.
That's hilarious. I like you do your own do-wop-wop-do. That to me is like...
You know, you gotta cover a lot of different parts when you're a solo performer.
In terms of audiences, America's very polarized right now, Rob. Are we comedically polarized? Like, are there parts of the country or certain clubs you don't want to work because you don't want to dig yourself out of a hole or start from below zero or whatever?
I feel like a little bit. I think it's mostly like I try to, when I'm in a place where I know there's going to be people on all sides of the political spectrum, I try to choose my material, you know, choose the material that I would maybe like do on a cruise ship that's more accessible to everybody, more neutral. The thing that's tricky, I think that gets more and more tricky every year, is like, I think fewer things feel neutral. You know,
yeah.
like some subjects can set somebody off. Like I think years ago I had a bit about the Super Bowl, and I think it was maybe around 2020 when, you know, kneeling in sports was a big controversial thing. So I thought I was going to be able to talk about football, and that was something everyone could relate to. But that year it happened to be something that, you know, made half the crowd angry, you know. So I do feel it's a lot trickier just for people to go and have a good time. But it's not as bad as it. I don't know. I feel it's not as bad as I fear that it is, but it's still harder than it was.
Yeah. All right. Rob Parvani is here, folks. We're going to break for intermission here and do a little bit of news, keep you informed, and we'll be back. And we're going to hear his song, Baby in a Bar, and talk about other stuff, too. It'll be fun. Pete Schwalbe, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network.
Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny,
this is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Arkansas spent the night continuing to search for the convicted killer who escaped from prison last week.
Authorities believe Grant Hardin could be hiding in the woods near the prison, but heavy rain and rugged terrain are slowing the search. Hardin, once the police chief of Gateway, Arkansas, was serving decades in prison for two violent crimes, a man's execution-style murder in 2017 and the rape of a teacher inside a school in 1997, which became the focus of a documentary entitled Devil in the Ozarks.
ABC's Lana Moise, SpaceX's latest test flight successful in blasting the 400-foot Starship into the sky over Texas. But once in orbit, the rocket failed to deploy its test payload, and then the fuel tank started leaking, and then it spun out of control and broke up on re-entering the atmosphere. COVID shots no longer will be recommended for healthy children and pregnant women. That on direction from Health Secretary Robert Kennedy. This is ABC News.